to. Goodbye. Now that her father was dead, Verity hoped that all would be peaceful and calm at home. Unfortunately, this was not to be. The decision to move to Ontario was causing great friction between Thomas and his mother. In the evenings, it was now her brother's angry voice that Verity heard when Cara arrived home from work. Thomas's roots ran deep in Saskatchewan. At school, the good-looking, athletic youth was popular with most of his peers and many young ladies. His friends were all that mattered to him, all that he'd ever had in life. The last thing he wanted was to be dragged 1,000 kilometres across Canada to begin life anew. Verity had a few girlfriends that she would miss, but she'd never enjoyed the popularity Thomas had. All through public school, while her classmates had wanted to run and play games, Verity had preferred to pick up a book and read. She'd always been the girl who asked too many questions, the girl who thought through everything far too seriously. Although she had her place in the group and was by no means considered a social outcast, she didn't feel very close to anyone in Saskatchewan. In a sense, with all the difficulties they had faced at home, while Thomas had found a form of escape in his social life, Verity had kept her nose in a book. Whenever she was overwhelmed by fear or pain, she would find a quiet place to hide away and take refuge in the latest novel she was reading. Then she could flee far off to worlds where every manifestation of evil was eventually vanquished, and the hero was always triumphant. Books were easy to transport and readily available. She was confident that there would be many more in Ontario. Day after day, Thomas tried his best to find another family to live with in Saskatchewan. He was determined not to leave, but so far no one had agreed to take him in. Ken's family was the most likely option, but his parents felt it was best for Thomas to have the opportunity to broaden his horizons. "It's not that we don't care about you or want you here, Thomas," Ken's dad had explained. "It's just that in the bigger picture, we think this move will open more doors for you down the road." Finally, Cara sat down with her son one night. Compassionately, she pleaded that since this was his last year of high school, he would have to endure only 10 months in Ontario, and then he'll be able to come back, get a job, and live independently. "Thomas, please," she begged, "don't ask me to give up this wonderful opportunity when it only affects 1 year of your life. This may be the only chance I get." Grudgingly, Thomas agreed, but a storm cloud of anger and bitterness had entered his heart. He was further incensed when he realized that on top of leaving his hometown, he was also going to miss out on the camping trip he'd been so excited about. Aunt Judy had gone ahead and paid for their tickets to come out. To rearrange for Thomas to join them 3 weeks later could potentially upset Aunt Judy, and Cara felt too beholden to risk that. Thomas could hardly endure the disappointment he felt. Not only was he upset with his mother and his aunt, but this had further aggravated the grudge he held against the man who had disappointed him all his life. If it wasn't for the alcohol abuse, his father could have continued managing the huge farm operation he had once been responsible for. Without the alcohol, Thomas and Verity could have come home to a peaceful, loving home instead of fear and uncertainty. They had never felt safe inviting friends over. Toys and possessions had constantly been pawned off for yet another drop of the dementing fluid. In all Thomas's proudest moments at his school, his father's face was the one that was always missing. Then there had been that awful day where his dad had embarrassed him in front of all his friends. Now here, after his father's death, there was still another final blow. They couldn't even stay in Saskatchewan, where at least he had adopted himself into his friends' families. As the departure day loomed closer, Thomas tried again to convince his mum at least to let him go on the camping trip. "I'd be fine flying on my own, Mum," he argued. "I know Aunt Judy won't mind. Sure, I would be 3 weeks behind all of you, but at least I'd be there a day before school starts." "Thomas," Cara replied wearily yet again, wondering if she was making the right decision, "Aunt Judy has booked and paid for these tickets. I don't want to mess things up by changing dates." The weeks that followed were very busy trying to work out travel details, saying goodbye to friends and giving away furniture to anyone who wanted it. Cara laughed that at least they didn't have to spend much time packing. There were only a few items worth taking along with them. Cleaning out the closet one day, Thomas dragged out a large box of photo albums. Gingerly, he opened the one lying on top. He had never seen these before. For a moment he gazed, puzzled at the little boy's face that smiled happily from the black and white picture. Then in repulsion, he slammed the album shut. "Let's throw out this one. It's him." Cara stopped him before he could do any damage. "Thomas," she spoke, her voice trembling, "I'll sort through these." Thomas looked perplexed. "Why would you even keep an album of Dad? Why on earth would you want to remember him?" Wondering the same thing herself, Verity looked up to see a look of pain cross her mother's face. "He wasn't always the way you remember him," Kara choked. Her eyes scanned the room, looking for a new job for Thomas, something that would take him out of the house. At last she looked over at the old kitchen chairs. "Please, Thomas," she begged, "could you take those wooden chairs to Mrs. McMillan? I promised them to her." Shaking his head in utter disbelief, Thomas obeyed. Saying goodbye at the airport a week later was an experience Verity felt sure she would never forget. So many people had come to see them off. After lots of hugs and tears, she felt relieved to be finally sitting on the plane, waiting to take off. Thomas had put on a strong front in the airport, but now he sat despondently a few rows in front. "Thomas looks like his life is just about to end," she commented to her mother beside her. "I know," Kara replied sadly. "If my head hadn't been in such a muddle the last few weeks, maybe I would have let him go on that camping trip. It's just been one more bitter pill for him to swallow." Verity sighed. Even deep within herself, there were so many conflicting emotions. Her mind drifted back to the party they had been at the night before. Ken and a few of Thomas's closest friends had organized a going-away party for him, generously inviting Verity and her friends as well. It had been such a wonderful evening. Thomas had been so alive, so jovial, so animated. She wondered what his friends at school would think if they saw how he looked now. It was strange that a person could be the life of the party in one situation and so sullen and withdrawn in the next. Yet in the last few weeks he had bounced back and forth between those two extremes day after day. The plane taxied down the runway and took off, climbing steeply up into the air. Verity leaned over to look out the window, fascinated by her first flight, watching houses and cars recede quickly until there were only tiny dots far below. When clouds blocked the view from the little window, Verity pulled out the large goodbye card she had been given. She still felt surprised as she read over all the names and autographs that had been signed. A couple of her friends had taken up one whole side of the card expressing their grief. There were many notes stating how much this or that person was going to miss her. Some had written that they wished they could be more like her, or that their mother wished they could be. While she had never felt lonely at school, she certainly hadn't realized any of them had cared so much. But then, maybe this was just how people wrote when goodbyes had to be said. Even Ken had signed the card, "I'll never forget you. Keep asking questions. Love, Ken." She wondered what she was going to take from that note, remembering also the big hug he had given her at the airport. Anyway, it didn't matter. It was unlikely she would see him again for a long time. If only she could read Thomas's card as well, but so far he hadn't let her. Not only had he been given a big card, but he had also received presents and individual cards from almost everyone in his class. For the next few hours she talked to her mum off and on, and continued to enjoy the scenery when there was a break in the clouds. In her heart she was glad to be finally off on their new adventure. She was sorry to leave behind the people she had grown up with, but she was quite happy to escape the old life and memories. The new opportunities were becoming more exciting every moment. Before long, she was looking out the window at the huge expanse of Toronto below her.